And it begins in 3, 2, 1.
Kind of mad with yourself and kind of... Grrr. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Breaking Bad couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, July 16th, 2012.
And this is episode 67.
I think it's 67, right? Yeah, 67.
You had 66 in that, so yeah.
Oh, you changed it for me?
I did change it.
Oh, of course you did.
So yes, we are on episode 67. And we want to say hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great week since the last time we all spoke. And I want to say welcome to our friends in the chat room. We have Galadian and Salmonatrix with us today. And we have some others, too, that I can't see on the viewer list for some odd reason.
Yeah, which it's messed up. So if you're here just say, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, just say hi in the chat room.
Say hey, and then if you
can't, then that's cool. You can tweet Renee or myself. And also, just want to say, man, this is kind of a relaxing weekend. It's a little bit different than what we normally do. Kind of, sort of.
Oh my gosh. Maybe. We did one of my favorite things to do.
What was that?
Just binge watch on TV.
We did.
Love binge watching. And I don't want to bore Jay too much, so I don't suggest that we binge watch. Like, I'll do two, and then I'll look over him and gauge his level of interest.
And I'm like, what do you want to do, babe? And she's like, what do you want to do? I'm just like, okay, we can do whatever. We can go play. I really don't have anything that I want to do. I mean, one of the things that, that you know about me is that if I want to do something or if I do not want to do something, I definitely will let you know.
Yeah, you will. I mean, that's true, and I should take that into effect.
Right. And like you said, I want to watch Breaking Bad. I'm like, babe, I don't know if I want to watch Breaking Bad.
Like, we've been watching a lot of Breaking Bad, so, and I'm ready to be done.
Saturday, a little bit, we kind of hung out with, brother and sister-in-law, D and Danielle, and we, watched some Breaking Bad, and we continued that on Sunday. And we also, on Saturday, we did get out of the house.
We did
go to the farmer's market, and we'll talk about that a little bit with our experience in going to the farmer's market here in Louisville, which is real interesting. They have quite a few farmer's market that goes on throughout the week and even on Saturdays and stuff like that, which Saturdays is a popular day. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that we saw, some of the things that we tried, and, what we look forward and if we'll actually be doing it again, And then on Sunday, we went out, what did we go out for? To eat? Oh, we went to, where to go
Panera.
Eat? At Panera. And then afterwards, we went to go look for some patio furniture since it was the weekend that patio furniture all over the universe was on sale for some odd reason. And we didn't know until Sunday morning.
A little too late.
Because after the podcast last week, we I didn't do my bumper. I didn't go wiki weekend wrap up.
If you had it recorded, then you probably would have done your bumper. Just saying.
I don't know. We just jumped right into it because that's how we do. Head first.
We don't have any rules around here. We're breaking the law. Breaking the law.
I forgot what we were talking about. Basically, when we moved into the house, the previous owners left their patio furniture, which we were thankful for. They asked us, and we said, sure, we can use it because we're going to get some new stuff, but we'll use it for now. And we rarely used it.
Yeah, at all. I said it a couple times.
Right.
Not much.
Right. And so we took the trash out yesterday after the podcast, like we always do. And when I was taking the trash out, there was a scrap metal guy going around the neighborhood. He was picking up a scooter from the neighbor down the street that was tore up. And, you know, so he's going to take it to the scrap yard. And he, you know, came around the cul-de-sac. I whistled and said, yo, do you want some more metal to take? You know, I had to make sure I said metal because he probably been like, nah.
I'm not going to take your trash.
I'm not going to take your trash. And so he took the metal table and the chairs. And then he also took, I had to leave the glass out there for the trash the next day, which they did take, which I was actually surprised.
Yeah, I didn't think they would take it.
You know, so, we got rid of that. Patio was clear. It was, you know, we had a great time.
Moved the grill closer.
I did move my grill closer just for the time being, just see how I like it there. I'm not sure if I like it there. I'll probably move it back to the little area where it was sitting at. But like Renee was saying, this weekend we did do a lot of media consumption. And you're probably wondering if we did our actual homework. So let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of the media.
Media.
Well, the short answer is no.
But you know what? We did go back and we did watch Winter's Bone.
I don't even know if that counts. Does that even count?
That was one of the ones we rolled for.
But does that count?
Sure, it does.
I think you're just making stuff up just to make it count.
I am. Like you said, we have no rules here, right?
There are no rules.
No rules. So, but we did watch Winter's Game.
Winter's Bone.
Winter's Game. What's Winter's Game?
Nothing.
Are you sure it's not a Game of Thrones book?
You know what? Keep talking. I'm going to look up Winter's Game.
Okay. Anyway, so
just
we
to
watched.
Prove to you, it's nothing.
We watched Winter's Bone with Jennifer Lawrence, that girl what played in Hunger Games.
Let's see. A Winter's Game, Chapter 1, is a Game of Thrones fan fiction.
Bam. Maybe
it's
that's what I've been.
Fan fiction.
Maybe.
It probably has sex in it.
So you think it's like shades? Okay, Game of Thrones has sex.
Well, more. No, like 10 billion times more.
So
it's kind of what I meant.
It'd be funny if Winter's Game is fan fiction with no sex in it.
No.
That, you know, kind of go
the
against
opposite,
the,
right?
The opposite, since Shades of Grey was really, 50 Shades of Grey was full of all kinds of, what do they call it, BSD?
BDSM.
BDSM, or I guess you can tell I'm not into that.
But I mean, just because I know the name doesn't mean I'm into it either. I just know these things.
Right. And you know, so.
So we didn't watch the game. That's still on our list, though.
Right.
So next week.
Next week we have.
You don't even have it up, do you?
I do have it up right here.
Am I going to roll, or are we just going to, like, watch what's up at the top?
Like, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to roll, because I like the randomness.
Okay. Roll for it. Did you stop at dice?
From falling off the thing, yes. You happy? It is 97.
97 is going to be The High Cost of Living. It's a drama. The contrasting lives of a pregnant, well-to-do housewife and a small-time drug dealer in Montreal.
What?
Oh, Canada.
It's in Canada.
That's where Bronco lives.
Somewhere there.
Yeah, he's in the chat room. But that's where Bronco lives. So it's a movie about where Bronco lives in Montreal. But anyway, they become entwined after a car accident.
Is he in Montreal?
Yes, he's in Montreal.
Okay. You're lying, aren't you?
I am.
He's in Vancouver.
No.
Yeah. No?
He's not in Vancouver.
Ontario?
No.
Where?
He's near Toronto.
Toronto. Sorry, Jeff. How are you?
And
Jeff, I'm sorry.
And I even said that before he typed in the chat room. So I have to admit that. But yeah, so.
It's all the same up there. It's just a big wide expanse.
Hey.
Speaking of Canada, we might be up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for the Alaska?
Yeah.
That's close to for the Alaska cruise.
My dad is insisting that we go to Alaska for a cruise. Our first cruise is apparently going to be to Alaska, where it never gets higher than 65 degrees, which is ridiculous.
Right. And that's real close to where Jeff lives.
Is it? No, it's not. It's on the opposite side of the country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's closer to Bacon Way and Cachelle.
Well, we're going to be visiting. There. We're going to be in either Victoria, because I think.
Yeah.
Cachelle is in Victoria.
Yeah. So it's close to Victoria.
We're
going to
be close to Victoria and maybe Vancouver.
Ketchikan. Oh, no, it's Vancouver. That's the city of port or whatever.
Yep.
So, oh, no.
But that's not for another 2 years, so.
Right.
Or a year and a half or what have you. But we'll be in Canada. I have to get my passport.
Definitely.
Do
you
not
do.
Have my passport.
Right.
Pretty bad.
So, we watched, Winter's Bone, with Jennifer Lawrence, like I said. And that movie, it was an independent movie. And it was pretty good. You know, for what it was, you know, and it was, you know, it was kind of sad a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it was sad. Jennifer Lawrence, for those of y'all don't know, is from Louisville, I believe.
She's from Louisville because your sister, who knows all about
about movies. Yep, she was born in Louisville, Kentucky. She's pretty young, though. Hold on, how old is she?
Wicked Kentucky Connection.
Kentucky Connection. She was born in 1990.
So
she's only 21. Man, I'm old. But Winter's
legal.
Bone. Yeah, she's legal. Yes. But it's about a girl who is on the search for her father. Her father cooks meth, and she needs him to come home for various reasons.
Right.
And she's on a search for him. And the movie tells about. It talks about poverty, the drug game, relationships between family. It's
so think of Justified a little bit without the cops, but the other side of Justified, but not in Kentucky, but in Ozarks, Missouri, you know, where the lakes are, kind of where, you know, there's a lot of cabins and woody areas and stuff like that, and questionable people sometimes.
Questionable. But I do suggest you go and watch it. It's pretty good. She skins a squirrel. So if you want to see a squirrel get skinned, go for it.
Now I have to ask, was that your first time seeing a squirrel get skinned?
Yeah.
Or any animal?
I don't have much opportunity out here to see animals get skinned.
Really?
So yeah, that was my first. I'm sure my dad went outside every now and then, shot a rabbit and skinned. No, I've never seen an animal get skinned. I love how you act surprised.
Well, see, you have to understand. So, now I have to say this because Wayne said I didn't say this. When we talked about Andy Griffin passed away a few weeks back, we were talking about it, but I apparently failed to mention that I was born in the same city as Andy Griffin, which is
Griffith Griffin.
I've done it as a kid.
Like
my
Andy
second
Griffin.
My second grade teacher was Miss Davis.
Instead of Miss Davis?
Yes. So
Ms.
just get
Davis.
Used to it. You either gonna correct me every time I say it.
I'm gonna correct you.
You either gonna correct me every time I say it. But I'm gonna let you know it's not gonna change. Because that's still Miss Davis and he's still Andy Griffin. So
that's pretty funny. Did anybody else call him that back in your hometown?
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just said it the way I said it, you know. You know, everybody cuts everything off in my hometown.
This is true.
But anyway, which is Minor, North Carolina. And, in Minor, North Carolina, you know, it's close to, Pilot Mountain, which is in the show, they call Mount Pilot, which is another name for it. So I grew up in that small town where, you know, they had the barbershop, Snappy Lunch and all the other stuff. A lot of the Hollywood stuff wasn't like it was in the town, but there was, you know, the barbershop, you know, it was a small town, you know, industrial town and stuff like that. So, I did grow up in Miami, North Carolina. So that's just a small fact, you know, for you all to know about me. But saying that, growing up in that small town, my grandfather, he used to set live traps for rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, because he enjoyed rabbit. So catch a rabbit. I'm not even sure how he killed it because it was a live trap, but I do remember helping him skin it plenty of times.
So I understand that, but why are you surprised that I haven't seen Animal Skin?
Because you were a biologist. You went to school for biology.
It was already skinned.
They were skinned?
Well, the cat was.
Oh, see, I never did a cat.
I dissected a cat in college. That's college, so I did a cat. It was already skinned. I did a fetal pig. It had the skin on. We didn't skin it like it did on Winter's Bone.
That's how you skin it. You skin it. You cut the little slit and then you get your thumbs up under.
Yeah, but that's not how we skinned it.
And then you just pull it.
When we did the fetal pig, we used the scalpel.
Mm-hmm.
And we very carefully, because we wanted to keep the muscles really intact.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the same.
Fancy school.
Fancy school for having biology?
No, for...
dissecting a pig?
Yep.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Well, not a pig.
A fetal pig's not normal?
No, you did that where at, though?
High school?
No.
It's my senior year?
Not for me. That wasn't... Was that advanced biology?
That was... Anatomy and physiology.
Okay. Now, a frog?
Yeah, I did a frog in middle school. I did a frog, an earthworm, all this stuff in middle school.
I did an earthworm and a frog. So, y'all have to understand, in Louisville, Kentucky, what high school you go to matters.
Sam says she did a fetal pig in middle school. Take that.
Well, I'm just saying, in Louisville, Kentucky, where you go to high school matters. If you went to Mail, or if you went to, what's the other?
Manual.
It matter what high school you went to. Now, North Carolina is about what college you went to, you know?
But here's a little tip. Anatomy and physiology was my favorite class ever. I got A+ every time I took anatomy and physiology in high school and college.
Right.
Loved anatomy and physiology. North Carolina State sucks, Gladian. Okay.
I like Wolfpack. I like them way better than UNC.
I just say that just to be a troll.
So my college stuff goes, you know, aside from, you know, being alum. I had to stop you before you corrected me.
I wasn't going to correct you. It's cool.
Of North Carolina A&T. I mean, I like Duke. It's Wake Forest and NC State are kind of the same with me. And then, you know, Western Carolina, Eastern Carolina, you know, UNC is way down on the bottom. Mm. But yeah.
Oh, we also did a starfish. Have you ever tested the starfish?
No, what's that like?
Pretty cool.
Do you cut it in five different directions?
You kind of cut it down and kind of open it up so you can see the inside.
Okay. See, fancy.
Whatever.
All right. So, Winterbone, go see it. You know, if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's a good show. Just don't be sad when you go watch it because it'll make you sadder a little bit. So, something else we did this week, on Saturday after breakfast and some farmers market visiting, and coming back and eating lunch, we called Dee and Danielle, see what they're up to. And so we went to go hang out with them.
Yeah. We went over. I should have called. She said, sure. Well, basically, she said cool. Sure.
She said cool to hanging out.
Yeah. And then so we left. But Jay said, you should have called her. And I was like, she said cool. Cool means, you know, you can come on over.
Yeah.
Yeah. She texted me while we're on the way. So what time do you think you're coming over? I was like, oops. But anyway.
We're a few minutes away.
It worked out.
Yeah. So I ain't going to talk about some of the communication y'all do. Well, y'all really don't. Anyway, I like dealing with definites. But anyway, we got there and we noticed that they were watching Breaking Bad and they were like on episode 4 in season 1. And we was like, oh my gosh, we've been wanting to watch this. And we were just going to go hang out, you know, just chill out. Didn't want, because the rest of the family were at the family reunion. We didn't go. We were only two couples that didn't go. So we were like, hey, you mind watching episode 2 and 3 again so that we can catch up? And then, you know, we can just have a Breaking Bad marathon. So we watched 2 and 3 and they went and got lunch And then we caught up on four and we watched a few of them at their house. And then we said, hey, we're going to go grill out at our house. When y'all want to come over our house and let's continue this Breaking Bad party. And so basically, we did that and they came over and we watched all of season one on Saturday.
We did.
And we watched like one or two shows into season two.
Right.
And it was like, I think they left.
It was like 1 o'clock. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning when they left. And they had to go to church and, you know. And so Breaking Bad is great.
It's a great show. Some people have said it's depressing. It's a little depressing.
It can be.
There's not a lot of happy moments in Breaking Bad.
Right.
There's some funny moments, though. A lot of happy moments.
And we finished season two last night at like around 11:30.
Right.
So we're now into season three, which some people that I've heard toss up. I heard season three was the best, and some people have said season four.
So we're in for some good TV.
Right.
I'm excited. So season five premiered last night on AMC. We recorded it. So we're going to have those just sitting on our DVR waiting for us.
Right. Which is the same thing that Danny, one of my coworkers did. He's in season four now. And he actually went and got them by creative means until he found out that Netflix had added season four this past weekend. And the premiere of season five started last night. So if you want to try to catch up and binge watch Breaking Bad, now's the time. Now, during this, watching this, since we have Bronco Jeff in the chat room, I talked about how Hank, the brother-in-law, reminded me of Jeff.
And I said, no, he doesn't really remind me of Jeff.
Not in looks. He does.
Not in looks. Not even the way he talks.
Well, actually, Hank's teeth reminds me of Jeff's teeth
a little bit. No, it doesn't. Hank's teeth are long.
Jeff's a little bit long, too.
Jeff, your teeth aren't long. Don't listen to
him. They are. Because he can rip that. Because he eats bear up there.
He eats bear. He eats the raw bear. Up there in Canada.
And he has to be able to get that meat off. But it's not like extremely long teeth. Now it's good that he reminds me of Hank. Because like when he was talking to his nephew. And his nephew, he was trying to teach his nephew a lesson. And his nephew was like, well, why are you telling me this? He was like, because I love you, you little bastard.
Yeah. Sounds like something Jeff would say there.
And dude, I mean, it's just hilarious. I mean, cause he's like this tough guy. And you know how Jeff doesn't like to hug.
Yeah.
Or anything else. But Hank's like that. Like when they were kind of talking, him and the main character, and they were going through some stuff. He hugged Hank. And Hank was like, didn't really want to hug. And
he just reached his arms around him and just patted him on the back.
And he just pat him like two times.
Didn't even touch him on the side. Just patted him on the back. It was funny. Right.
It was so great. And I was like,
that is something Jeff would try to do.
Every time, man. I mean, and he's just hilarious. I mean, he's fun. He's that guy that's fun to be around.
Hugging's not creepy, Jeff. Hugging, that's why we make sure to give you big hugs every Nerdtacular.
That's the only time he gets a hug.
That's the only time.
he turns the electric fence off and he takes down the barb and razor wire.
And he like lets some people in. He turns into a teddy bear during Nerdtacular.
He does. But yeah.
So Breaking Bad is amazing for anybody who wants to see it. I don't want to put too many spoilers in it, but it's really good. Go check it out.
Yeah, it's really good. Check it out.
It's about drugs. If you are really offended by drug making, I suggest you don't watch it.
If you don't like Dexter, and if it's just because of the blood in Dexter, don't watch it. But if you like Dexter and you wish you didn't have all the blood to look at and everything else, then I think you'll like, Breaking Bad. And Breaking Bad has more funny spots in it than Dexter does.
Yeah, so, we're super behind on Dexter.
Right. So that was a lot of the media that we took in this past week, aside from So You Think You Can Dance and and some other things.
Since he can dance. It's so funny. We go over to my sister's house and we get so excited every time the show comes on. We cheer whenever it starts.
Yes. And you know that, and I think that's what bothers D a lot. That, I mean, because you girls.
You're so pumped.
You girls are so girly.
Like the only show I'm like super girly about.
So. And it's like, and it's hilarious. Y'all sit there and like, that's my husband. That's my future husband right there. That's my second husband and stuff like that. Which, you know, it doesn't bother me because I'm sitting there looking at, you know, the ladies with, you know, their nice looking legs and like, yeah, that's my future wife right there. You know, Renee, if you pass away, you know,
She's gonna beat it.
It ain't gonna happen.
Oh, and speaking of movies, we have not seen Spider-Man or Batman.
We have not.
Either one.
And how much of a fail geek am I? I didn't know Batman came out this past weekend.
Yeah. I just found out this morning, so don't worry about that.
Oh, you did?
I don't know. We were busy all weekend. So I really want to see both. So it's on there.
Yep.
Don't worry. Now into some games.
So we're going to hop into some games. So I got an email today, said, hey, do you want to participate in the Guild Wars 2 beta, the last one? And I opened the email up and it says, pre-purchase Guild Wars 2 now for access. So it kind of ticked me off a little bit because it kind of reminded me that I wish they had, you know, open beta for everyone.
Yeah, I hate closed betas.
Right.
Yeah. So,
we've been toiling over this for probably not toiling really, but we've been playing around with the idea of going ahead and getting Guild Wars 2 and kind of trying to pop in on our raid team to see where they're at and stuff like that. You know, trying to put fillers out to see exactly what, you know, everyone's doing and kind of seeing where Terra is. And every time I hop in, it's just Frisco's and myself in there.
What event? In Mumble?
In Mumble.
It's different now. It's
but from
more
what
relaxed
I,
now.
But I think everyone is, you know, I think everyone except Frisco's from the raid team that we know has gotten Guild Wars 2 except for him. And he just said it's something that he's not interested in right now. Now, Guild Wars 2 is a MMO. It is the second MMO and from NCSoft that's not quite like the first one, which from what I understand is very much not like the first one. Aside from some of the story that is coming out on August 28th, I believe. And we've been thinking about getting it now. At first, we were kind of turned off. Was like, meh. No, we're not getting it or anything like that. But the thing with Guild Wars 2, there's no monthly fee, which is a plus.
That's definitely a plus. Since how I play games, I will play a game and not play it again for months.
Right. So this could be something that we could possibly get and not, you know, even though, you know, some of the games we got, we pay for 3 months or we pay for 2 months, which is fine. We don't get a lot of the games, you know, we don't go out and every new game that comes out, we get and everything else. So we're thinking about getting it. I'm going to try to find out a little bit more from the fellas and everyone else and seeing exactly, you know, where we stand, like with Terra, you know, is it going to be something that we're going to explore with the raid content or is it just more, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. So, but anyway, that's with Guild Wars 2. And then also, next up, this week on this past Wednesday, Steam started there.
Oh, summer sale. This is the sale that I wish would never happen, but
So it's three times of the year that Steam gets us. It's summer sale, then it's Christmas sale, and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Do they have a Christmas sale?
Yeah, no, I think it's just twice.
Okay, so there's two sales they have. I thought it was three, but there's two. Oh, no, they have a spring sale.
Oh, great. They have three times a year they have sales.
So it's the summer, spring, and Thanksgiving sale that gets us not in trouble, but we spend a lot with Steam that we kind of wait for.
Yeah, so, and I might not play these games for months, but yet it's a good time to buy them. They're 75%, sometimes more off. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We bought Tropico 4.
Yep, we did.
We looked at it. It looked kind of fun. One of the only bad things I had to say was that it was a lot like its predecessor, which works out because we didn't play the previous ones.
Right.
So we got Tropico 4, and I got Rage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a first-person shooter. Might be horrible.
What? And
it was only $10.
And John Goodman did voice in that.
And John Goodman. Game. I love John Goodman. And, I really do.
And it's about
Bethesda.
Bethesda. God. And id Software. But it's by Bethesda, and you know, Frisco has a hate for Bethesda, so he didn't even want to think about it. But I did read that they have a co-op, but after looking at some of the Yardcast videos, it only seems that there are certain missions or certain parts of the game that are co-op. It's not fully co-op like Borderlands. So I was thinking about getting it to play along with you for co-op, but then found out that the co-op was nowhere close to what Borderlands was. So I think I may pass on it. I may watch some more videos or something like that. But I did play some Mass Effect 2 this past week.
You did?
Yeah.
Did I know you did that?
Probably not.
Oh.
But well,
how was it?
I mean, it was pretty good. It was fun. You know how I feel about, you know, some of the single player games. I hate feeling like I'm alone in those. I like having a chat scroll by that says, oh, there's other people out there. I don't know why. But, so we did, like you said, you did get Tropico.
Yep, Tropico 4.
And we got that, and you got Rage.
Yep, so that's awesome. And then I wanted to talk about this game. I don't think I told you about that.
Mm-mm.
It's called Primal Carnage. It's kind of like Left 4 Dead, but with dinosaurs and humans.
So really?
One side is humans with like flamethrowers, and the other side is dinosaurs.
Oh.
And there's a YouTube video I linked. It'll be up in the show notes. I'll put it in the chat room for those of you all who want to see. But I talked about this on my blog, and my thing was, who would want to be a human with a flamethrower when you can be a Tyrannosaurus Rex? Just saying.
I wouldn't want to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
You wouldn't?
Nope.
But you want to be a dinosaur? Okay, yeah. You want to be a dinosaur. You wouldn't want to be human.
Right. I want to be a Triceratops.
Okay. And there was a comic that somebody did on this.
Uh-huh.
It was like showing the match, and it had all these dinosaurs standing around a circle kind of staring at this one spot. And this human kind of blipped in and said, so-and-so has joined the game. Then he looked around the dinosaurs and quit. And they were like, oh, man. It was a funny one. I'll try to find it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a funny one. But so I probably won't get it, but I just thought it was kind of funny.
I mean, I'm a Bronco also. I mean, flamethrowers are cool. You know, dinosaurs are scared of flamethrowers, I would think. No, you know, so I mean, it'd be fun. I mean, if I had the game, I would play both sides. I mean, so are you saying in Left 4 Dead, you would rather have played a zombie than one of the humans?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's dinosaurs.
Okay.
Way cooler than zombies.
Okay. Well, we all know that you are a pro animal. Yes. You know, like when I play competition games like StarCraft or something like that, I always say carbon versus silicon. I'm always pulling, you know, humans versus the robot or the machine. I would always want to play the human, you know, to beat the machine. But you, when they did like the sprinter versus the cheetah,
mm-hmm.
or the orangutan versus the gymnastic,
mm-hmm.
and it was on YouTube.
I always pulled for the animal.
You pulled for the animal, and then when the animal let go to go pee or something like that, you got really upset because the animal lost.
So it's not fair.
So Randy was like, that's not fair. That's what he's supposed to do.
And I don't know, Jeff, a flamethrower against a Tyrannosaurus Rex? Really?
They're scared of fire, babe.
Okay.
You know.
So that's Primal Carnage. I thought it was a funny game just to look at, even if I'm not going to play.
Right.
And I finished Leviathan's Wake. I don't know if I said that last week. Did I finish it?
You finished it after the podcast.
After the podcast. So I finished Leviathan's Wake. I actually posted up on Goodreads.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on there, please add me. I'm going to try to review the books that I read on there.
So the reason she finished it and you...
Oh, I did finish, yeah.
You finished it because you said you were at 50% and, you know, you'll be done, you know, in a little bit. But come to find out, at 51%, that's the end of the book.
That's the end of the book.
There's a second book. Yeah.
Included, and I didn't even know. It's called The Dragon's Path. It is a fantasy book as opposed to the science fiction book.
Is this a standalone also?
No, this starts a series.
Okay.
But it's not bad. I like fantasy. Okay. So it's called The Dragon's Path. I just kind of started it. It took a second to get into, but it's not bad. So I'm going to be talking about that on Goodreads as well.
Okay. And that makes me feel better, because when we got the book on the Kindle and everything, they said it was 529 pages, which you said, you shrugged your shoulder and said, that's not a lot. Which no, I understand, but for me, that's a lot. But it's good to know that book is actually not 529 pages, but it's more like 300 pages.
No, it's 529 pages.
No, I'm talking about Leviathan's Wake.
Oh, did it say it was 529 pages? Yeah,
for the whole thing. 529 for the file is what it said.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. That's why I'm saying that since it had that other book in there, it's probably is half of that. And I'm not I'm talking about Kindle pages, not
right. So yeah, actually, yeah, Leviathan Wakes is 579.
If you're looking
pages.
On Amazon, that's the same place we bought it.
Right.
And
are you sure?
And it had the two books with it.
Yeah, but I think okay. So you think it includes both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can search for Dragon's Path and.
I am.
Yeah, the Dragon's Path and see, you know.
And see how many pages that is?
Yeah.
Dragon's Path. The Dragon's Path. This is 579 good. Pages. Okay.
So,
yeah.
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 But, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you get two bucks. You get two bucks.
Okay.
All right.
So, we're going to go into yum, 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 nom, noms.
The fridge is not prepared.
And you are not allowed to soundbite that, by the way.
What?
What I just said, the om nom nom nom.
Oh, no, nah, I'm not going
to. It would be kind of funny if you did.
Why are you going to say it's going to. You tell me not to. You
that
tell me not
like
to pull it out.
That was like a little coy thing. Oh, don't do that.
Did you say that?
Yes, I heard it.
You tell me not to.
Say it again.
Pull it out. But then I say, okay, I won't. But you said it would be funny.
No, it
I
would,
mean, what
it
you,
would
what you
be
trying
funny.
To do to a man's, you know, self
yeah.
esteem?
Yeah.
You gonna laugh?
Yeah. Anyway, so food. I tried two new recipes this week. This is kind of the last of the new recipes for a bit.
Yeah.
The first one turned out very well. It was very easy. It's mm-hmm. braised balsamic chicken.
Yep.
So good, so easy. I will be posting this recipe soon on the blog so you can see. And it was great. I loved it.
Well,
how about you? Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to remember.
It was the chicken and it had the balsamic vinaigrette.
What did we have with
the balsamic? I don't know, salad maybe. I don't know, but it had the
Oh, and lima beans.
Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
It was good.
It was really good.
And then I tried a new black bean burger recipe. I've been trying to find my ultimate black bean burger that I like.
It didn't have jalapenos in it.
I'm sorry. Next time I will make sure to include jalapenos in the black bean burger.
Okay.
I've been looking for one that's firm in the middle. A lot of them end up mushy. And I'm like, I don't want it to be mushy. I want it to be firm like a burger. I've had black bean burgers that are firm in the middle. So
but like I said,
it failed.
But like I said, with those firm black bean burgers, they may not be as healthy as you know.
Maybe they do that for a reason.
Right.
But oh well. So, but they weren't bad. They just, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that was a good deal.
And then, like Jay said, Saturday we went to the farmer's market.
Yeah. So we went out to breakfast on Saturday. Mm-hmm. At Bob Evans again.
Bob Evans.
And then while we were eating, I was like, you know what? I would really want to go check out a farmer's market. You know, I've been to, you know, a bunch in Lincoln. Well, the one in Lincoln a few times and everything. And they usually have like one big one down in the historic district that's huge in Lincoln. But in Louisville, they have them all over town.
Yeah, there's at least 10 to 15 farmers markets going on every week in the summer.
Right. And so we went to the one out at Oxmoor's, which was a small one. And I got a $3 tomato that was huge. I mean, this tomato was probably big as my front of my face a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like from my eyes to my mouth.
Right.
And that tomato was huge, but it was so good.
It was so large. And it was the reddest tomato I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I don't like tomatoes, so I know I wouldn't like it, but right. I can tell Jay would like that. And the cucumbers were, okay, they were super long. That's what she said, yeah. Okay, yeah. Fine.
I mean, they were at least 12 inches long.
At least, yeah, that's what she said. Can we stop talking about cucumbers? Anyway.
And the cucumbers were great. And then we picked up some, because she never had blackberries, because you never skinned a squirrel before, for the same reason.
So that means, you can't relate the two. Skinning a squirrel and eating blackberries have nothing to do with each other.
Yes, I can, because a lot of people that have had blackberries remember eating blackberries off of a blackberry bush somewhere close to the house in the country.
You can get blackberries from the store.
I know you can get them from the store.
Okay, so
but
blackberries here are as readily available as they are in the country.
No, they're not.
Yes, because I can get blackberries at the store anytime.
No, you say readily available just as in the country. No, in the country, you can go outside and go grab some.
Readily available, I mean like always there.
Whatever.
Anyway, continuing on.
See there? Even Galadian said there's blackberry bushes all around.
That doesn't
mean, I'm telling you, the blackberries grow wild.
That doesn't mean that you can get blackberries
from the
store.
And you a city girl married to a small town man.
It sounds like a song.
It is a song.
No, but it doesn't. That's not what it says.
I know, but it's close enough.
What is a gooseberry?
Google it. You do it all the time. So
wow,
we got
wow. Continue the farmer's market.
And
go on.
I got
go
a
on.
What was that? A sugar baby melon.
Sugar baby melon. We haven't cut it open yet, though.
So it's like a small version of a watermelon that's really, really sweet.
Gooseberries are weird looking, Galadian.
So check out the gooseberries out there, and also check out your local farmer market. I mean, sometimes you find some cool stuff out there. Like you found a lady that made some kind of soap.
Yeah, it was organic, homemade pomegranate soap. It smelled good, but it was $15 a bottle.
It was
lotion. $15 a bottle for some lotion.
But do you see, I said, babe, do you want to take your card? See, that way, you know, so I feel like if you're like at a farmer's market and you try a sample, it's kind of good to, you know, take their card to give them that hope, be it false, maybe, that, you know, they got a person that took their card. I mean, because they paid for those cards to give people and everything. So I was like, you know, get the card, babe, you know. And she kind of smiled too, you know. And then also to give you an update on the Valentine's, on our weight loss, our household is now 25 pounds lighter.
Yep, we are 25 pounds lighter. Yay.
Yep. So I'm totally excited about that. I had my biometric screening at my workplace today, and they, like always, were shocked by my numbers. Except for the weight and my waist, which is, you know, always has been. But that's currently something that I'm working on and everything. And you already, cause you're a good person and you take care of your body. You went for you have your yearly checkup soon. And I did schedule mine and I realized I hadn't been, well, I knew, but it was actually sooner than I thought. I hadn't been to the doctor since April the 9th.
See, women have a reason to go to the doctor every year. And we know it's something's supposed to happen every year.
Hey, hold on for a second.
What are we holding on for? Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
Yeah, we can go ahead and take it in the odds and ends. Since we're done with food and everything. I mean, since we're talking
about
about healthcare and taking care of yourself. So,
see, women have a reason to go to the doctor every year. Men, until you get a certain age, you don't have a reason to go.
See, and I think it's good that men don't, reason I say that, because I don't think we would do it. Unless something bad happens. And the thing is that it'll be too late that, you know, but now I could be overgeneralizing. I totally will admit that, about how men are, but I feel like that I may be a little expert about it. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But yeah, I mean, it wasn't until, you know, I had a procedure done when I was at the age of 22 that kind of shocked me, you know, after having symptoms for over a year that, you know,
I can't believe you waited that late.
That.
Okay, I'm getting on you now. I know you were 22, but I can't believe you waited that late.
Well, you know, it happens, so. But
okay, all right.
I guess it's not.
You would like never do that now, though, right?
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I mean, so basically, when I was 22, I had a colonoscopy, mm-hmm. you know, and there were signs that were going on. And if people are medical or if they want to look up, they can see what the signs of if a person needs to go have a colonoscopy and get polyps removed. They can see what those signs are. I'm not going to explain what those are on the show. So, but I had those signs for a good year. You know, and I thought it was just something I was doing, and I kind of just, you know, waved it off, you know, but after a bit, I was kind of like, okay, this kind of it's getting too weird and everything else. And, you know, then I finally went, and it's not like I didn't have insurance. I just didn't do it because, hey, I'm 22, you know, I'm feeling fine. It's just, you know, this particular sign just seemed like more of a, annoyance. You know, mm-hmm. than anything. I mean, it wasn't right. hurting me or anything. It just was weird, you know. So, you know, I made up my own reason and went along my very way. Went on my merry way. My very way.
Your very merry way.
My very merry way. So, but definitely, I mean, take care of yourself, everybody. And I'm sure you all know that. I mean, definitely. If, you know, take care of yourself. If you can.
Definitely do.
Yep. And, do we have anything else in odds and ends?
Nope.
Oh, it's that time.
Podcast of the week.
All right. So we have a podcast of the week this week, and it's kind of a shameless plug, I guess, a little bit. It's a new podcast that I'm on with two other guys called Go Mad. It's an acronym, and it's Grumpy Old Man After Dark. And no, it is safe for your kids to listen to. It's actually a podcast for older gamers. We're actually going to call the podcast Gaming After 30. But there was a podcast called Gaming After 40. So we didn't want to be trenching on their side. And I think we may have talked about this last show.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, we briefly mentioned it, but they actually had their first episode.
Yep.
Grumpy Old Man After Dark. Go Mad or Go Home.
Yeah, Go Mad or Go Home.
And I listened to it and it was pretty good. And, I liked it. They talked about, old games like old men do.
Right.
And, we have put their RSS feed, their website, and their Twitter in the show notes.
Right. And it'll soon be in iTunes. It's Go Mad, GOMAD. So check out the show notes and check it out. And we're gonna, you know, we're gonna have gamers, older gamers, and it's not for all just men. It's for older gamers, you know, older geeks, you know, all of us that are over 30 that love to play games. So, we'll definitely be bringing people on and everything. So, if you have a mic and you want to talk about games, I'm sure we'll probably be pulling you on, especially, you know, if you love the games at heart and stuff. So definitely, go check it out and let us know what you think. It'd be kind of cool.
All right. I think that's a show.
That is a show.
But if people wanted to contact us,
they can do so. They can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed can be found at valentinecast. That is twitter.com/valentinecast.
You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is found at thecowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I, and my Twitter feed is theiceflow.
All right, so I want to thank Pretty Lights Music for hooking us up with our intro and our outro. And if you see any of our other shows, it's a good chance that they provide the music for that as well. We're going out on If I Gave You My Love from their album. I can't remember. But go check them out. Their website is prettylightsmusic.com. So that's the show. Have a great week.
Yep. And thank you to everybody in the chat room.
Definitely.
Bronco, Gladian, Seminatrix. Thanks, guys.
Yep. You can say thank you to me. I'm out there.
Thanks, Jay, for being here.
And thank you, Renee, for being here.
Oh, that was
too.
So savvy. Oh, gross. Okay. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Oh.
What?
Oh, does anybody need a shower door?
Oh. If anybody needs a shower door, it's Kohler. Brand new.
Silver.
Is it silver?
It's silver.
Let us know.
And it's clear glass, so you can
clear
see the
glass,
person
so.
Shower.
That's okay. It's creepy. Now no one's gonna want the shower door.
Well, you want it to be a clear glass.
Anyway, okay. Bye, bye, everybody.
All right. See you. Kinda. They are hung. We just have three more to hang.
Kinda. You can't hang all the pictures without hanging all the pictures.